separate decades and lost all three, with Graham Gooch actually playing in all three in the 70s, 80s and 90s.
Is that right? Graham Gooch.
Graham Gooch. I didn't realise that. I knew they played in those cup finals, but...
Well, he made his test debut in 75 and got the pair, didn't he?
Yes, and he scored more runs in one test match than any other player.
3-3-3 and 1-2-3 by memory.
Spot on, Raymond. Good on you. Eddie from Macquarie Fields, you're going to get the Wingman beer and the Winx book
back
coming your way. I like an all-up today. The Roosters minus 11.5 into the Tigers at 220, into the Dragons at 205 for
857. My trifecta hopefully is Dragons, Roger and the Kiwis.
There you go. We don't mind that one. Coming up on Racing HQ, Hawksby Preview with Gary Harley. Gary Cleese is going to look at Grafton. And remember, the Big Sports Breakfast back tomorrow at 5:30.
Enjoy your Sunday, everyone.
And enjoy your sport.
Tasman Fighters present a super night of boxing Saturday, July 27. Undefeated Aussie champ Jai Opatia battles New Zealand's Nick Charalampas with three regional titles up for grabs. There's a full star-studded undercard, including the professional debut of Rabideau Luke Burgess, taking on former Rabideau star Bo Champion in the Battle of the Bunnies. It all happens at the Big Top, Luna Park, Saturday, July 27. Tickets now on sale. Just go to www.bigtopsydney.com.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And a very good morning to you at a bit of past 10. Simon Harrison in the chair. Gary Harley's about to take a look at racing at Hawkesbury. Gary Cleese will then preview McLean Cup Day, the final day of a big week at Grafton. From 10:30, Fred Hastings and Shane Tritton will be on Pacing Rewind, and then Chasing Rewind at 10:45 with Mick Cowley, and we'll chat to Ray Smith as well. From 11 o'clock, Dubbo Harness Racing is on today. Craig Easy to step in to give us some bets there. Dan Russ will give us a few bets at Dubbo Greyhounds. And then Peter Staples to preview Devonport for us. The Bendigo preview at Dean Lester. And Steve Hewlett to take a look at the Sunshine Cast. Well, it was a Wyong yesterday at a very windy Wyong. Gary Harley's heading out to Hawkesbury for us this afternoon. The track rating is South 5. The rails out 4 between the 1300 to the winning post and True 4 to remainder. Gary Harley, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Yes, it looks like it's going to be a much better day than that horror day we had with the weather yesterday. We're driving down the M1. Probably we haven't got the Hornsby yet, but there's no wind. I'm looking up at the trees now. Beautiful blue sky. Not a cloud in the sky. It's only about 9, 10 degrees at the moment, but it's going to get a bit, you know, warmer than that, probably 17 or so. Hawkesbury's down to a soft 5. It was a bit worse than that earlier in the week. We've only got the 7 races, but, you know, a normal strong Hawkesbury program. They're expecting a big crowd here today. The facilities at Hawkesbury are outstanding, and I don't do too many meetings there. This is my second this month, and I've got another 2 with Gavin next month when he comes back from overseas. But we love coming down. It's a good drive from the Hunter Valley. It's only a bit over 2 hours. Let's see if we can find a winner, mate.
Let's take a look at race one, Gary. It's for the Hawkesbury Racing Club Motel. It's a 3-year-old maiden over 1,000 metres. And there's no scratchings, a field of 6 with the tab fixed odds on the opener, Gary. An odds-on favourite, 4 Mandalong Sarah is $1.95. 3 Flag of Nations is $3.60. 1 Black Star Bowie is at $4.40. And the other one in single figures is 6 Dynamic Moss, which is $7.50.
Hard to go past Mandalong Sarah. Gary Dixon got the filly, Sebring filly at Warwick Farm. The last 2 runs have been at Hawkesbury. Last start, she was beaten 3/4 of a length by Your Neck. She was bumped at the start, shared the lead to the turn. She hit the front, ran about the 300, but she was run down late. Prior to that, at Hawkesbury on a heavy track, she was only beaten 2 lengths after sitting up on the speed. That's good enough for him to win this race. Andrew Banks is a regular rider. He rides her again today. The barrier's okay in the small field. He should be hard to beat. Number 3, Flag of Nations, is trained on the track by Gary White. He's on 3rd in the race at Mandalong Sarah, run 2nd in the other day. Finished about 2 lengths behind Mandalong Sarah. Had every possible chance in the race. It was behind the leaders when they straightened up, got clear at the 350. So it'd have to improve a lot to turn the tables on Mandel on Sarah. Number one, Black Star Bowie, first starter for Tara and Philippe Figueroa. Trained on the track, trying to ride on a heavy track at Power, a Joey trial. Very wide in the trial, run on nicely under no pressure. Don't know what the opposition was like, but looked all right in the trial on the replay. And number six, Dynamic Moth, Matthew Smith. Different four first up. That was at Hawthorne. Again in that race, that's your next one, and Mandel on Sarah runs second in. And three of these six ran in the same race. And this Mandel on Sarah, the one on fifth, was too good for the other two. So the numbers are 4, 3, 1, and 6.
So 4, 3, 1, 6 there, race one. Race two, the Richmond Club Provincial and Country Maiden, which is over 1,300 metres. There's nothing scratched here in the field of eight. And with this market, Gaz, your favourite is 5 Moinda, which is $1.85. Next best is 8 Uprise, which is at $2.30. 2 Our Celtic Star's been $9.50 into $8.50. 4 Scarpa has been $8.50 out to $9. And double figures the rest. But again, a shorty, Moinda, $1.85 here for Jason Attard.
Yeah, I'm tipping the other one to beat it, the $2.30 shot. Uprise, Hinchinbrook, 2-year-old, trained by Brad Willup. So Brad went up on the track. Only had the one run, and that was a real hot race. That 2-year-old at Newcastle over 900 on the 29th of June. Lanagira won it, and it had been placed in a Group 3 race in Melbourne. James Cummings has got it, and the second horse goes good to Enamore. Now, this horse got beat about 5 lengths, but it was worse a midfield. Now, there's only the one turn from the 900 at Newcastle, but it was stuck out on a limb, 5 wide nose cover on the boo, and it battled on pretty good. Its trials before that had been pretty smart, and I thought it could upset the favourite here. It was a 56.5 on its back, and I've gone for it, number 8, Uprise. Christian Reed, Brad's brother-in-law, is riding the horse, and I think it's the one to beat. But number 5, Moinda, for the local trainers, Jason Attard and Kathy O'Hara. It runs second here to Blazing, who goes pretty good. It's in a race later in which it's favourite. It only got beat a length behind Blazing that day. It was a bit keen mid-race, running fourth in a field of eight, hit the front at the 200, headed about 130 out, but it fought on well. Prior to that, it ran fourth for Mudstar at Canterbury. It got beat about 5 lengths, but the run'll be okay. And it got beat about 5 lengths to River Bird, who's absolutely flying in town prior to that. So you can see why it's favourite, but I thought a little bit better value that Uprise may be able to upset it. Number 2, Our Celtic Star, for John Higgins. It went good the other day in December. Missed the kick 4 lengths. Ungenerous mid-race. 3 wide no cover from the 800. Got a bump on the turn. Wow. Got beat about a long head. The run was really good, so you've got to respect him. And number 4, Scarpa, the miracle Mal Johnson. He could run a top 4 here on the home track. 8, 5, 2, and 4.
8, 5, 2, 4, race 2. Over to race 3, which is the Beards of Hope Maiden. That's over 1,800 metres. Nothing scratched here in a field of 9. And with the fixed market, 6 Homogany is $2.25. 2 Castel Sant'Angelo is $2.30. 1 Casemiro is $6. And 7 Switching to Win, Gary, 7.
Well, with Homogany, it was second favourite after last night. I think Gay and Homogany is famously went to Markle down at Kembla. And the run at Kembla last start, when it was beat a length and a quarter by Betty Bloom, it was pretty good because it never got on the track. It was 4-3 wide, no cover in the 1,500 there on the heavy 10. Went up to share the lead straightening and fought on really good. Prior to that, it was placed at Gosford behind Ferry Me Home, one of Wallace. It went okay that day. I thought it was placed pretty good here today. It'll be hard to beat. Castel Sant, Angelo, oh, that's it. It was scratched yesterday to run here. It ran for the Kembla the other day. At Kembla, it got beat a long way. About 6 lengths by the Summit. Prior to that, it was placed at Newcastle at Hawkesbury, where it only got beat just over a length both times. Kembla was on a heavy track, so you can excuse it there. But the two runs before were good enough to give it a good chance. Very little between them in the betting. At 6, Somogany, to beat 2, Castle Cent. St. Angelo, number 1, Casemiro for Lee Curtis, run second the other day at Gosford, was beaten a fair way, it can run a place, and number 7, Switching to Win, needs to improve a bit, but it may do that. 6, 2, 1, and 7.
So 6, 2, 1, 7 there, over to race 4, and this is the first leg of the quaddy, the Easy Lane Benchmark 64 over 1,000. Scratchings are numbers 5, 6, 7, 10 and 11. And 3 Silver Melody is $2.70. 12 Charlie Chap, $4.40. 4 Manly Cove, $5. 1 I Am Magnificent and 2 Jet Girl, Gary Boat, $7.50.
I'm expecting a big improvement from Manly Cove today. First start back at Gosford, he absolutely bolted it and beat on her word, who then went to town and won after that, and then was placed again at Canterbury, I think it was, just recently. So that form, on that form, he come back to Gosford, and I thought, you know, this will be a good thing in this race, even though it was about $5. And it went to the lead, and I don't know what happened to it, but it tired to get beat about 3 lengths. Could only run 5th. It led it to 600, led straightening, and was headed about 120 out. John Baker's got it, 6 degrees right. And back today, 4th run up, a ton of speed. It'll be up there. It'll lead if they want to. It'll be on the pace. And from this soft draw, I think it's going to be very hard to beat. Silver Melody, she took a while to win a race. 8 starts, 3 wins at 2 seconds now. She ran 4th at Canterbury first up. Got beat about a length and a half. Went a bit fierce early and mid race. Behind the leader, straightening. She was never really totally clear in the race. Prior to that, she won a race at Wyom back in February, and she has got a bit of speed, and today, Louise Dale claimed 3, and she'll only have the 57. She's a big player. 2 Jet Girl and 1 Iron Magnificent are both trained by Dean Murphy and Bathurst, and their country form's pretty good. Jet Girl did run 30 at Hawkesbury and taken everything, beaten a length and a quarter 2 runs back. And I Am Magnificent. It has been going good. It won a race at Bathurst, the event was placed at Wellington. 4, 3, 2, and 1.
So 4, 3, 2, 1 there, race 4. Race 5, the Hawkesbury Gazette, class 1 over 1,300. Take out 4, Aragonte and 9, Glamour Fox. 2, Blazing is 260. 10, Jemahara or Jamara is 370. 1, Only Want to Sing is 440. And 5, Elusive Nature, Gaz, 6.
I know that she keeps running a place without winning, or he does, but I'm going to make you the best bet of the day at $4.40 today, and that is the Chris Lee saying Only Want to Sing. 3 kilos off of Louise Day, he left 58. At 3 runs this prep for 3 seconds. Last start, he runs third, for 3 places. He runs third at Gosford to Unknown Universe, beats a half a length. Now, the big problem with his racing pattern is that he always gets a mile back in the race. Jason Collett rode him at Gosford, got hammered a bit at the start. He got way back worse than midfield, got held up on the home turn. He had to drag him across heels at the 150, and he hammered the line to get beat half a length. 2 runs back at Wyong, the same type of thing, way out the back, third last, and then hit the line hard. They're both in track with a very short straight. To go back to Hawkesbury first up, he got beat a head or a nose. Again, a mile back and really hammered the line behind taking everything. Hawkesbury shooting with a fairly long straight. Louise claims she's ridden him a heap of time. I think he's terrific value, and I've made him the best bet. Blazing's going really good. seen a lot of him. Two runs at Gosford. He runs second to Sir Elton, beat 2.7. Then he come back to Gosford and run second to Warfare, beaten a length. And then he come to Hawkesbury and won easy. He'll be hard to beat. There's no doubt about that. But I really like the other horse today. Number 10, Jamara, the Dean Murphy, going well and win first up. Not far away last start. And number 5, Elusive Nature, the Tim Martin. 1, 2, 10, and 5.
So on a special there from 2, 10, 5 over to race 6, the Robert Oatley Benchmark 64. 1,500 the distance. The one scratching here is 1, Pride of Darcy. And 9, Song and Prayer is at $5. 8, Sensacova, $5.50. 5, Shangato, $6.50. 3, Mandalong Tappet. And 10, Host Wind Satin Gary, both 7.
Other race of the day, the market tells you that. $5 the field. I'm with John Thompson here with number 9. I think it'll run a big race. That is Song and the Fair. This fair ran second the other day at Newcastle, the Mandalong Tappet, at the end of June. She got back near last on the big track and she really hammered the line. Got beat about a length and a quarter. Prior to that, she got beat 2.5 to the Party Girl on the Benzo in the Apprentices race. And she won easy at Mara. 3 starts back and runs second here at Hawkesbury. Beat 1.75 by Rare Episode on the 9th of May. As you can see, she is very, very consistent. Rachel King rides in today, and the barrier is pretty good, and I think he will be very hard to beat. Mandalong number 3 is a danger. He beat Song and a Prayer at Newcastle by a length and a quarter, hit the front of the 100, and just kept going. Prior to that, its form was okay. It's second pick. Number 5, Shangato. Holden last start. Alan Dennis got it. Second up. Last start. It was very, very easy. And the other one is number 8, which is Sensacova. Third run back. It's 2 runs haven't been too bad. And it could hit the line pretty well. 9, 3, 5, and 8.
So 9, 3, 5, 8, and race 7, the Fish Boys conditional benchmark 70 over 1800. There are no scratchings in race 7, Gary. And with the market here, number 7, Taj is $5. 2, the Cartoonist, 6. 9, Picaro is also $6. And 1, Hirokin and 5, Ladies Gem are both at 7.
Another tough one. The two last weeks of the quaddy was as wide as I've ever seen in the quaddy. If you get the quaddy today, it's a bit of nice evidence. I like Lady Gem. John Sargent got it. Loves Hawkesbury. 4 runs here for a win in 2 seconds. Second here the other day to On Angel Wings on the 25th of June. I was on the speed, trying to start out. That was over the 1800. Famous today. Run 4 to Kimbler, 2 runs back, and wasn't beat far there, and run 2nd at Wyong, just sitting there, subsequent winner, back in mid-May. But as I said, he loves Hawkesbury, Rachel King's riding, might be hard to hold out at the finish. Hard for Chris Waller, distance. He won here 2 runs back, and sold it in that day, by over 2 lengths. Went a bit keen the other day at Canterbury. Wide no cover, and he tired bad at the end, but got terrific form on this track. 4 starts and 2 wins. Number 1, Hirokin. Very honest. Just go back a few runs. He won that race at, where was it, Newcastle? Yep, he won a race there. Then he went to Budgie and won the Guri. He's got a chance. And number 9, Picaro for Gary Porcelli. 5, 7, 1, and 9,
so 5, 7, 1, 9 there in the lucky last. And your best bet there, Gaz, only want to sing.
Yep, race 5, number 1, mate.
Have a great day, Gaz.
Thanks, Simon, and I hope the listeners make plenty of winners.
Hi, it's Sean Cosgrove. Through the winter, come and join us on Mondays for a full reflection of all the feature weekend racing. Trainers, jockeys and owners will have their own special tales. Plus, Ray Thomas and Warren Huntley have their opinions on Sydney and Melbourne racing. Monday mornings, Racing HQ from 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Ever dreamt of owning a share in a racehorse? Running in the world's richest country race? Well, the Kosciuszko is back, and you could win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race on Everest Day, October 19. To enter the draw, purchase a $5 Kosciuszko ticket on the Tab app or at your local. The Kosciuszko. Tickets on sale now. Entry open to New South Wales residents only. Visit thekosciuszko.com.au for details. Racing New South Wales authorised under New South Wales permit number GOCSC 1042. Gamble responsibly. Gamblers help 1800 858 858.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
It's the final day of the Grafton Carnival, and what a wonderful week it's been. We've got the McLean Cup on today, Rail True Track, a good four. Gary Cleese, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. Yeah, you're dead right. It's been a wonderful carnival, and they've had beautiful weather, and they've got absolutely cracking weather today for the last day of the carnival, mate.
Let's take a look at race one. It's the Stevenson Partners Benchmark 58 over 3,120 metres. Nothing scratched here at a field of 10. Six-winged Poet for Jim Jarvis is $2.50. Two Cup the Mustard is $5. One Jagger, $6. And five Kushti Princess and seven Consoling Boat, $6.50.
Well, they're all having their first go at the trip, and I'm 7612. I'm with Consoling. I think he'll run it right out. He's been in the money last five runs. He's the horse that can get back. He settles. He doesn't over-race. And if anything's going to run the trip out, he will. Six-winged Poet is just flying. He's been placed his last two. There's a win in there 4 runs ago. He did run second behind Champagne Vega last start, and Champagne Vega did run fourth behind Sacred Day, which won the Grafton Cup. So there's a form line there. I like the way Jagger got home. John Steinmetz has got him at Warwick Farm. He got back to him a long way out of his ground at Newcastle. He chipped home. He has won the 2,800 metres. And Two Cut the Mustard, she found the line really good at Tamworth last start behind Blues Pro. 7612 race 1.
The first over to race 2. Gans, the Andrew Tom Builder proprietary limited maiden. It's over 1,100. Scratchings are numbers 1, 2, 4, 8, 12 and 15. And with the tab fixed out to race 2, we've got your favourite number 3, Hororaville. It's at $2.80. 14, Queen of the Castle is $3.60. 13, Jarrow, $5.50. And 5, I'm Fluent, $7.50.
Yeah, I'm 14, 5, 3 and 13. I'm with the 14 Queen of the Castle. She's only had the 3 goes. She runs second on debut behind Carajo. Well, we saw Carajo win yesterday at Doom, and she didn't have any luck first up 900 at the Gold Coast. And I love the way she hit the line here on South Grafton Cup Day behind Moonhawk, running second, beating 1.5. I think she'll be hard to beat. Look, I'm Fluent. I got a massive watch on her. She's trialled up really good. Blinkers on first time in a top yard from the Jenny Graham stable. 3, Aurora Bell has only had the one start run second at Dubbo. That was back in May 2018, but has been trialled up, and he's had a wonderful carnival. Tony Newing, no one would doubt him, and draws good. And the 13, Jaro, has trialled really good. Run fifth at Doomben in a trial, but then came out and got the job done at Bow Desert in a trial. And I like the way he really hit the line, so he might be a really good watch. 14, 5, 3 and 13 in race 2.
14, 5, 3, 13 the second. At the third for GM Accounting, the McLean Maiden over 1,700. Scratchings are 1 round of applause and 5 bay shot. 2 Celebration Day is 2.60. 3 Happy Frank is $4.80, and 10 Tickets for Youth, $6.
Yeah, 2, 8, 7 and 3. I'm with Celebration Day. It's probably that he was force wide on the corner. Had he not been force wide, he would have got the money here a couple of weeks ago. So he really gets his chance, his fit, and he's got an informed jockey aboard and Matty McGowan. Patriots, Misrael, the 8, I like the improvement he made here last start. He was 3 wide the trip from 13 gate. He had 59. He drops 5 kilos, or 4.5 kilos here today, and he'll improve a lot off that. So he's a player. 7, Norma's Joy. She's been there at Essien. Had a lot of luck last start when held up from the 600 to the 400. And 3, Happy Frank. We hadn't seen him do anything up until 2 weeks ago, where he did run second behind Tottenham, and he gets a good gate. 2, 8, 7 and 3, race 3.
So 2, 8, 7, 3 there in the third. Over to race 4, the John Allen Memorial Benchmark 58 over 1,700. Scratch 1, Wind in the Willow and 5, Caesar's Ghost. This market, Gary, has got 3, 10, Tatnova, 2.50. 6, Tainted Affair, 3.80. And 9, Spirit of a Son, 9.50.
Yes, 3746. I just, he's flying 10th at Nobody. He won good at Cots and he won good here South Grafton Cup Day and he draws good. Look, he does pay the penalty for winning 2.5 kilos more, but he's just in super form at the moment. Dangers is 7 Genoa. He struck 2 heavy tracks his last 2 starts at Dalna and the Gold Coast. He draws 1 gate and he gets on top of the ground. That'll suit in. Former Shani and Stunner, look, she's a 6 times winner and a mare that you wouldn't leave out of the mix here. And she did hit the line good at Tamworth last start. And 6 Tainted Affair coming off a maiden win over Celebration Day. But this is certainly a lot stronger. 3, 7, 4, and 6, race 4.
So 3, 7, 4, 6 there. The fourth race fight to feature the McLean Bowling Club McLean Cup. It's over 1,400. Endured 1:03. The soul scratching here is number 6, All But Gone. And 4 Everpex is $1.80. 1 Petrology, $4.20. And 2 Landmarks, $7.
No, it looks hard to beat. 4, 5, 1, 3 on with Everpex. He was huge here in the Don Carlton lead up to the remorning. One more strike. He gets the money beaten 2.2 behind Marley Maggi. Just beautifully placed. 5 Present Sense is in good form. He won the Gunnedah Cup. He went back to Quirindi in the Peter Sinclair. He was beaten 2.2. He's since gone back and had a soft trial at Tamworth running second in that. Protrology was scratched here on South Grafton Cup Day because of the downgrade of the track. Dry track will suit him. And 3 Cool Princes at 3 runs back. 2 of them have been at 1,000, one at 1,200 metres, and he's a 4 times winner over 1,400 metres. So he gets to the right trip here today on his home track. 4, 5, 1, and 3, race 5.
So 4, 5, 1, 3 there in the cup. Over to race 6, the Advantage Pharmacy McLean Fillies and Mares Benchmark 58. It's 1,100 in distance. The scratching is number 7, Princess Snowy. 1 Counter Current is 3.10. 10 Charging Clear, 5.50. 6 Ilya, $6. And 5 Natural Image, 7.
Yeah, 1, 5, 6, 10. I'm on the top of Counter Current. She was terrific first up. She tried her hard. Maybe her condition blew out at the Sunshine Coast. She ran 5th of 11 feet and 1.3. They run 58.13 and 4 winners have already come out of that race. So it was a pretty hot race. 5 Natural Images going great. Draws a gate and gets a claim for young Emily Atkinson. 6 Ilya, she's just a trier. She's on a home track and she draws a lovely gate to get a good run. And 10 Charging Clear hasn't run for a couple of months, but she's had that nice little soft trial at Newcastle in a strong trial behind Silver Melody. 1, 5, 6, and 10, race 6.
So 1, 5, 6, 10 there, race 6. And race 7, the last, is the Columbus Estate Land Release, McLean Benchmark 58. This one's for the males over 1,100. Scratchings are 1 Bulgari, 2 Jakuta, 5 See It Through, and 16 Our Boy Ben. And 10 Infiori is $2.90. The favourite from 4 Just Sizzling at $5.50. 7 Social Conquest for Farmer Pickles, $6. And 9 Explosive Missile, $8.
Can you give us a price on 3 Elite Double A?
Elite Double A, $15 to win and $4.20 for the place.
That'll do, mate. 3.10.87. Loved his run the other day at Coffs Harbour beyond San Marco. He's beaten 1.9. San Marco went straight to winner Highway, and 3 winners have already come out of the race. He hadn't had a flash of light on him leading to them, but he's a very, very good horse here at the Grafton Circuit, and he draws a gate with Johnny Grisdale. So I think that's fantastic. Jim Fiore, the 10, got to come off maiden company, going to a 58, but draws a good gate. 8 Dangerous Dan, they'll run along. That's what he needs. He can get up on the Chewy and over race every now and then. Then 7 Social Conquest, he's just got to come off that tricky gate, but he's fit enough. 3, 10, 8, and 7 for me in the last sight.
3, 10, 8, 7 to close the day. Gaz, we better get your best and the all-important quaddy numbers.
Race 4, number 3, Tatanova. Race 5, number 4, Evopex. They're both going really good. And quaddy numbers in the first leg, 3, 7, 4. Second leg, 4, 5, 1. Third leg, 1, 5, 6. Wide in that last leg, 3, 10, 8, 7. But other than that, Simon, we've got beautiful conditions to end the carnival here for 2019.
Now, lovely winter's day coming up. Good on you, Gaz. We'll take your thoughts and Priscilla's as well from the yard as the day unfolds.
You're a great man. See you, Simon.
It's on again. Your chance to win a share in a runner in this year's Cozzy Osco. If you live in New South Wales, simply purchase a $5 ticket through the Tab app or at your local Tab. The more tickets you buy, the greater chance of winning. Come on, be a part of the Cozzy Osco at Randwick, Saturday, October 19.
Ribchester, the European Champion Miler, 2 years running. four fabulous Group 1 wins, including the Group 1 Queen Anne at Royal Ascot in record time.
Ribchester and William Buick are the Queen Anne winners.
Ribchester, a son of successful shuttle stallion Ifraj. Record-breaking form at a mile and free of Danehill and Danzig blood. For more information, visit darley.com.au.